This is KERI News. A year ago this week, a gunman opened fire on a peaceful protest in downtown Dallas. When the shooting was over, 5 police officers were dead. In the year since, the Dallas Police Department has been hit by the retirement of a chief, a contentious pension battle, and a continuing exodus of officers. Christopher Connolly takes a look at life as a Dallas cop through the eyes of 2 brand new officers.
It's already muggy at 7 in the morning as Officer Brandon Barber starts his shift. He loads a shotgun, puts his gear in the back of his cruiser, and makes sure everything's in working order. Dashboard camera, body microphone, lights, and siren. Barber has been on the streets for just a few months. Born and raised in Oak Cliff, he now patrols his old neighborhood as part of Dallas Police Department's Southwest Division. And it's been eye-opening.
Just the amount of crime that's going on, shooting, stabbing, robbery, just going on day to day. I never knew that was going on within my city. I knew it was going on, but I didn't know it was going on that much, that consistent.
Wearing the uniform gets Barber mixed reactions. He's had people stop him on the streets to say thanks, and he's had tough encounters because trust with police is far from automatic in these neighborhoods. He's developed a morning ritual.
I sit back and I say the same prayer. I ask God to cover me with his blood and shelter me with his wings and allow me to stay out of harm's way and return back home to my loved ones. That there alone puts me in the mind frame for what I'm about to encounter day to day.
It puts him at ease and it keeps him on his toes, so he leaves the police station unworried but wary.
You have people who just don't like cops. So at any given moment, anything can happen. July 7th can happen any day of the week.
July 7th happened just 8 days after Barber enrolled in the Dallas Police Academy. Like the rest of the country, Barber watched, horrified and unable to help.
An entire city is now in shock.
A horrific ambush-style attack against police.
12 officers and 2 civilians shot. 5 officers killed.
The deadliest attack on law enforcement since 9/11.
This city right now is just grieving.
Danny Souter has been a Dallas police chaplain for 3 decades. A year after the attacks, he says officers are still struggling to process the tragedy.
The Dallas police family is a very tight family, and when one officer is killed, it impacts the whole department across the board. Particularly under the circumstances that happen, it's a terrible thing, and a lot of pain, a lot of grief.
Over the last year since the shooting, the Dallas Police Association has seen a 3-fold increase in officers using counseling services. At the same time, the force keeps shrinking. With low pay and a troubled pension fund, officers have been leaving faster than they can be replaced. Now the department is almost 400 officers short of the 3,500 its leaders say are needed. Sergeant Mike Mata is president of the Dallas Police Association.
So it's almost like no officers have had a chance to grieve, and we've lost so many officers. You have officers working so much overtime or double shifts to try and maintain the police presence in the city that there has been no downtime for officers.
Mata says those diminished resources leave officers more vulnerable.
We are one call away from being in a deadly force confrontation and risking our lives. You go into a detail room where you're used to seeing 30 or 40 officers. Now you're seeing 15 to 10. And you're thinking in your head, who's going to cover me on my call? It's a city leadership issue.
This city loves its police officers.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings points out that the pay scale for officers is finally increasing. And after a protracted battle, a pension deal was struck in May. Still, the mayor acknowledges a lot of people aren't thrilled about it.
It is a gritty, tough fight to deal with this stuff because you're talking about money. You're talking about taxpayers' monies. You're talking about police officers' money. And as everybody knows, you just can't give everybody everything they want.
After the shootings, many Dallas officers bought extra body armor, a second vest that can withstand the kind of high-power rifle rounds the Dallas shooter used on July 7th. This spring, the Texas legislature allocated money to help departments buy vests like that. But Officer Chelsea Montanino didn't want to wait, and she bought her own.
Attention to detail.
It's 11 o'clock. the beginning of the deep night shift at Northwest Station.
32 Sowerman.
Montanino is about to go out on patrol, and she'll carry that extra body armor in the trunk of her cruiser. She was in Brandon Barber's class at the academy, the one that started 8 days before the attack.
Montanino.
Yes, sir.
Montanino says there's no norm when you're a cop. One night, it's mostly traffic stops. The next night, you're rushing from call to call with no idea which one might end in gunfire.
That just puts it into perspective that, yeah, it is a very dangerous job. It just made me think about, I do want to go home to my daughter, you know, at the end of the day, just like anybody else. But I can't let it affect the way I do my job.
Montanino doesn't dwell on the department's problems much with being short-staffed or that pension mess. All that, she says, is for leadership to figure out. She just wants to focus on being a good cop and helping people who need help. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.